Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So the excitement for the Phillies is at a point that we haven't seen in a while. This is a young, exciting team that's just rattled off a couple of nice wins at home. And so to talk about it with us, joining us now from The Athletic, covers the team every day, Megan Montemuro's on the show. Megan, thanks for hopping on.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So you've been covering the team, and at this point, they've played 11 games. What do you make of the Phillies so far?
Well, I think probably most impressive thing so far is with it being a young team, they've been able to bounce back from kind of a tough opening road trip in Atlanta and New York to win the homestand, sweep the Reds, take 5 of 6 games. So I think that's really important. You know, they're going on another road trip now with a winnable series in Tampa and Atlanta, and with the schedule kind of picking up after that later in the month with quality of teams, it's important that they're kind of getting on a roll a little bit, and you're having guys like Scott Kingery step up, Mike Helfranco has stepped up. You're seeing the offense come alive and pretty solid starting pitching performances. So it's kind of it all kind of came together in the homestand.
Yeah, for sure. And one of the guys that really has stuck out is Scott Kingery. So what is it about Kingery at this point that's made him successful?
Well, I mean, I think one thing is, you know, defensively, he really hasn't shown any issues playing so many different positions, which is great for manager Gabe Kapler, because it allows him to move him around in the outfield, in the infield, and it creates ways to get him in the lineup. And for Kingery, he's shown that playing in the big leagues, the transition of not having any experience before this season hasn't really mattered. For the most part, he's held his own. Obviously, he's had some big hits between, you know, his first home run, grand slam, then the walk-off sacrifice fly last night. So he's really kind of shown he can do it all, and I think that's impressive given his age and experience.
Yeah, and one of the challenges for Gabe Kapler is that he's had to find ways to get Kingery in the lineup. Do you think that for developing Kingery, where you're putting him in all these different spots, is that a good idea?
I think it's okay. I mean, obviously, it's not a long-term solution. He still profiles as a second baseman, but, you know, he's 24. He has shown that he can handle the challenge of playing multiple positions, and obviously, second base is his best position, but he's still been able to do a pretty good job in the outfield, where he played center field his freshman and sophomore year at Arizona, so he's not completely inexperienced out there. And I think the main thing is just going to become more comfortable with the shifts that they use and knowing where he needs to be on double plays if he's playing shortstop and he's shifted more dramatically than maybe he would be used to, not having played the position a lot. So I don't think it really hurts his development too much, because it's not going to be a long-term solution. And you know, I think he's fine with it if it gets him in the lineup. So I think he has the right attitude to take it on.
All right, and so you mentioned the shifts, and that's one of the biggest sticking points at this point for Gabe Kapler. So what do you think of that managerial style where he is very aggressive with the shift?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's an adjustment all around, particularly for the players. It's something they did a lot in spring, but you know, that was just kind of the first glimpse of it for a lot of them. While the Phillies did some shifting last year, it certainly wasn't to this level. So there's still some, some shakiness in terms of just getting comfortable to doing it. But the more they do it and the more familiar that they get with it, I think, you know, it becomes more natural. And obviously, from the perspective of a viewer, you're going to see the moments where the shift doesn't work, where because they're playing a drastic shift and not in a normal double play depth, you know, they might not get a double play that they would if the guys were playing normal straight-up double play depth. But there's also going to be moments where, particularly maybe in the outfield, one of the outfielders will be shaded to, say, right center field, and they'll take away what should have been a sure double and turn into a flyout. So there's going to be some give and take, but Kapler and the Phillies are confident that over the course of the season, it'll end up favoring the Phillies, even if, you know, it costs them in a few moments.
Yeah, and you talk about familiarity with the shift, and that's one of the things, is it's so new to see a Phillies manager be so aggressive and using analytics in that way. So just for a frame of reference, compared to the rest of baseball, where does Kapler lie in terms of how aggressive he is with the shift?
Well, I mean, I think across baseball, shifting has become a lot more accepted, and you have more managers that I guess you would describe as more new school that are more willing to do things pretty dramatically defensively. I know the Astros has been, I believe it's the Astros, that have been doing some experimenting of putting a fourth outfielder, depending on who's hitting. So it's not as foreign as, say, maybe 10 years ago, but if you're used to watching the Phillies, it's going to stand out for sure. But I think it's pretty well accepted now, I think, with a lot of, especially with a younger team. I mean, you're always going to have some players that are not completely on board, and sometimes pitchers won't always be thrilled in the moment because, you know, they'll turn around and see there's no defender where, you know, they just put a double play ball in play. So there's always going to be some moments of adjustment, but I think for the most part, over the course of time, you'll see guys buy in and understand the benefits to it.
Okay, so we're talking with Megan Montemuro. She's with The Athletic in Philly and does a great job covering the team. And you actually just put up a piece on The Athletic the other day about the Phillies and their stealing. And so what is it about the stealing that's important when it comes to the Phils?
Yeah, the interesting thing is they're pretty open about letting guys determine when to steal. And it's been paying off so far, entering through the Red Series. Their 11 stolen bases were second in the major leagues behind the Nationals, and a lot of those runs ended up being, you know, pretty timely. They either three of them either tied or gave the Phillies the lead with the stolen base scoring. So it shows that they find value in it, which is interesting because when you think of analytics, you don't really think of stolen bases because there's that risk that you're giving up an out, but they trust their guys. They have some really smart base runners, guys like Rhys Hoskins, who you wouldn't think is a threat to steal bases. He has pretty good instincts and can read pitchers pretty well that, you know, he's stolen two bases already. There was one instance where he was a little bit too aggressive trying to steal third, but they like that. And for the most part, they're letting the base runners have the green light and figure out when to go. And, you know, for guys like Scott Kingery, who has the speed to make it happen, and Cesar Hernandez, who certainly has the speed, but in the past hasn't always been successful, they're wanting them to be aggressive and test things. And so far it's been paying off for them.
It certainly has. Now, for the Phillies, they've been on a winning streak, and one of the things you forget about as they're playing well is that they don't have everybody yet. So for guys like Neshek and Hunter, what's the expectations for them in getting back onto the team?
Yeah, Hunter is definitely closer than Neshek. As of Wednesday, it was possible that Hunter might go on the trip to Tampa, but they're still deciding that. The biggest thing for him is it's right hamstring injury, and he's fine throwing. He's been throwing bullpens, but he has to show that he can field the position and cover first without any lingering soreness. So he might have to go out for a short rehab assignment just to see some live hitters, but it doesn't sound like he should be out too much longer with that. As for Neshek, with a shoulder injury, it's still kind of up in the air. He was going to be out a couple weeks. I think it was maybe early May would be the earliest that he would be back, but until he really starts throwing again, it's really hard to gauge with shoulder injuries when he could come back. So he's definitely much further off than Tommy Hunter.
All right, well, that's Megan Montemuro of The Athletic, and Megan, we appreciate you hopping on the show.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
All right, absolutely. So, yeah, you can check her out at The Athletic. And Megan, by the way, is brought to you by the Schwartz-Culleton Guest Line. Injured at work, you can get justice. Call Schwartz-Culleton at 800-JUSTICE. We're going back to the phones, talking to Matt in Reading. Matt, what's on your mind?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.